Saudi Aramco's annual net profit fell by almost half to $49 billion because of last year's plunge in demand and tumbling oil prices. The oil company still intends to pay a dividend, much of which will go to the Saudi government, its biggest shareholder. Oil prices, meanwhile, had another wobbly week on concerns that supplies would be disrupted by the blocked Suez Canal. This follows the biggest weekly drop in prices since October. According to reports, the Securities and Exchange Commission has told ConocoPhillips and Occidental to allow their shareholders a vote on targets for cutting emissions from products used by their customers, rejecting claims that this amounts to micromanagement. Meanwhile, a study by the Energy and Climate Intelligence Unit, a British organisation, warned that a lack of transparency about net zero carbon objectives will lead to companies being accused of greenwashing. A fifth of the world's 2,000 biggest companies now have such goals. Cineworld said it would reopen some of its American picture houses in April as states ease COVID-19 restrictions. Godzilla vs. Kong will be the first feature it shows. Underscoring how lockdowns have changed viewing habits, the world's second biggest cinema chain has had to secure an agreement from Warner Brothers, the film's distributor, for movies to be screened in cinemas first before they are released on streaming services. A survey of chief executives by KPMG shone a light on future work practices. A quarter think the pandemic has changed their company forever. 90% intend to ask employees if they have been vaccinated. And cybersecurity has emerged as their number one threat. But only 17% now think they will reduce their company's physical space, down from 69% in August. Remote working was said to be a factor behind complaints from junior bankers at Goldman Sachs about their 95-hour work week. David Solomon, the bank's boss, said they should take Saturdays off. Capturing the zeitgeist, Jane Fraser, the new CEO of Citigroup, called for a reset between working from home and the office. In a move that would delight staff everywhere, she has instated Zoom-free Fridays.